As an independent brand-free hair color educator, one of the things that stands out to me the most is lack of a proper consultation, especially when it comes to color services. I cannot stress enough the difference that a proper and deep consultation with a new client, especially, but always with a client, whether they've been coming to you one time or 101 times. You owe it to your client to have the conversation about what is happening in their hair. So a lot of times where I see things go wrong is verbiage, how something is said, questions that are asked, misinterpretations. When it comes to hair color, I'll never forget a male client saying, you know, and I want to have it over my ears and, you know, shorter in the back. And for me, that literally meant over the ears, meaning I would cut the hair shorter than the tips of the ears. He meant, I want the hair covering the tops of my ears. I want it over my ears, covering my ears. So things like that can easily happen when it comes to hair color. I've had situations where a client keeps saying, I don't want any warmth. I don't want any gold. I want it to be super ashy. And then I don't agree that that sounds like a good plan for her skin and eye color. And we'll talk about that as well. But the customer is always right, right? So I'm like, okay, cool it is. And I give this woman cool hair. It's completely fighting with her complexion. It aged her by 5 years. It was not at all my first choice. And she said, you didn't listen to me. I said, I wanted my hair to be ashy. And I said, do me a favor and show me in a photograph what you think ashy hair looks like. And I'm going to age myself here, but there was a very beautiful model named Christie Brinkley, who is the hot Sports Illustrated cover when I was growing up, which you probably don't know who she is, but she had a very popcorn, buttery, beachy California blonde color. And it was very warm and very gold. And when the client showed me that photo, I said, shame on me for thinking for a second that a client understood what she was saying when she asked for ash hair. Clients look at the box color in the drugstore and they go by those descriptions. And when they come into us and try to describe things to us, that's the background of information for them. They did not go to beauty school. They do not have any formal training. They just know that, you know, the model on the cover of the Clairol Instincts, Natural Instincts or whatever it is, it said ash blonde, and that's what they wanted. So the disconnect is in the visual, and I want to talk to you about another visual. We can predict when we look at a client whether or not we're going to have issues with them having a very warm result by looking at their eye color. It's a really interesting tip that I learned many, many years ago, and it has served me so well in my career behind the chair. When I look at a client face to face and I lean in and I ask for permission to gaze deeply into their eyes, there's always this little bit of awkwardness at first. Like, why do you want to get that close to me? Some of them, you know, in reality have come from lunch. They might've had onions for lunch or garlic for lunch. And they kind of back up like, why are you getting so close to my face? And I say, I'm so sorry. I know this is uncomfortable, but when I look into your eyes, I can tell whether or not you have a history of having a brassy result in your hair color. And their eyes get really big and light up and they get really excited and they say, oh my gosh, yes, my hair is always brassy. I just want a beautiful pale blonde. And every time someone colors my hair, it turns orange. Well, then I lean into their eye and I see the very sign that I can share with you now on what to look for. Why, of course it turned out orange and brassy. So here's the tip. When a client has gold flecks and warmth in their eyes, they are going to have a lot of warmth in their hair. The only people who do not get stuck in that really warm, lots of contributing pigment stage are people that have icy cool blue eyes. You'll see someone with that Nordic blonde, beautiful, really pale, Elsa frozen blonde color. They were born levels 8 and 9 naturally, and they just needed a little push to get to that Elsa white frozen blonde. But what they also have is those super cool eyes. You can look into their, I know this is a podcast, so I can't share with you a photo, But I do, in my other education, I have photos of an icy cool eye and a very gold flecked eye. And once you see that once, you will understand the difference. Then I take it a step further and I say, may I put your arm in my hand and may I look at your skin tone? Because I live in Florida. A lot of people live somewhere where the sun is shining a lot of the year and they get a lot of color on their skin. And a lot of women wear a lot of face makeup. So if you're judging by their face to match up whether they're warm or cool, chances are you could be judging on their foundation and not their skin tone. So I like to look at the inside of the wrist and I'm looking for two things. What is the color of their skin? Do they have a lot of pink or do they have a lot of yellow? And what color is their veins? Do they have green veins or blue veins? If they have green veins and yellow skin, they're warm toned. If they have pink skin and blue veins, they're cool toned. Now there are those clients that are the unicorns where I look at their arm and I'm like, I can't tell what you are. You're kind of in the middle. You're not pink and you're not yellow. They are neutral, and that's a beautiful thing. And then you look at their veins and they might have a green one next to a blue one. They have both. Another beautiful thing. That just means that they can wear any shade of red, any shade of blonde, any shade of dark color. Now there will always be something that's more flattering to them than others, but that's up to you to decide for that. So those are two amazing tips that I have brought with me throughout my career that have served me so well behind the chair as a color expert. And I promise you, when you start to do these things, that client is not only going to be impressed by your knowledge, they are going to go home and tell their significant other about their experience, because I promise you, no other stylist or colorist has ever taken the time to look at those things for that client. Then they're going to take it a step further and they're going to go into work the next day. And the conversation around the lunch table or the water cooler is going to be, hey, I went to this colorist and she looked right into my eyes and she could tell me whether I was going to be a warm or cool result. Isn't that so cool? And then you become, you know, the neighborhood legend where people want to come to you for color because you took the time to actually see that person and make them feel seen as an individual with individual needs. Thank you for listening to The Secret Podcast. I hope that you will share this experience with your friends, and I will see you on the next one.